Stephen Cohen of Hogan Willig in Amherst explained that he reached out to Comptroller DiNapoli because the Attorney General has sided with the governor on the issue in question, and because DiNapoli is the highest-ranking state official that has not been tied to any alleged corruption. Governor Cuomo and Mental Health Commissioner Anne Marie Sullivan are pushing to close the West Seneca-based Western New York Children's Psychiatric Center and merge it with the Buffalo Psychiatric Center. Cohen says because the legislature has backed keeping it open, Cuomo is violating the state's mental health laws. He also pointed to recent allegations of contractor bribery at associates Joseph Prococo and Todd Howe. Cohen wonders if the governor may be seeking to strike a development deal on the West Seneca campus.
We see that there is a tremendous amount of contractor bribery going on with this governor's administration, and the land is not only perfect for its current use, but it's a developer's dream. So it causes us to question perhaps the governor intends to perhaps his intentions aren't honorable and are in line with the kind of deals that Todd Howe testified are routinely done by this governor.
WBFO contacted the offices of the state comptroller and the governor for comment. A spokesman for the comptroller acknowledged they have received Cohen's letter, but were still in the process of reviewing it. We did not receive a reply from the governor's office. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.